Dear listeners, welcome. It's another edition of Trappo, the podcast that talks about stuff on purpose. I'm Kai.
I'm not Kai.
And,
indeed.
We're here to tell you, some shit about yourself. We're here to read some comments. We've got another episode of Trappo's Mailbag.
It's a show that talks about you on purpose.
It's sort of about you.
Yeah, it's about them, the listeners, because look, we wouldn't be doing mailbags if they weren't leaving comments.
Honestly, we probably wouldn't be doing this at all if people hadn't been commenting and sending us emails and stuff.
If we didn't have proof that people were listening to the show, we probably would have just, you know, pull the plug. At least on the old blog, like when we did the old podcast, we'd get like somebody would send an email or like leave a comment, what the fuck is this reprehensible garbage? We'd get that was feedback. But you know, this time around we're like, hey, you know, they're not, you know, telling us we're gonna burn in hell if we endorse baby killers or whatever, so hey, you know, I think we're on the right track.
Don't go looking for that podcast. It's in our past, man. It's in our past.
It's still out there. The rock and roll of will ride again.
The van's getting the tires pumped up and ready to roll right now.
Anyway, we're going to read some comments from you, dear listeners. We're going to start with a few late comments. Fate Weaver by Empress posts. I don't know. You can read the first one.
Our first comment comes from, I believe, new listener, A Bad Cramp, which is a great name. A Bad Cramp writes, if you like Empress, I'd recommend Lady Volcano. Sonia Asmahan is, among other things, a professional belly dancer of German origin who became a beloved artist in Egypt, but she doesn't like to box herself in regarding definitions. She's done a lot of different stuff, and she's traveled all around the world, but personally, I think her music as Lady Volcano is awesome. It's kind of prog rock, symphonic metal, avant-garde hybrid that kind of reminds you a lot of different things, but it's very uniquely Lady Volcano, if that makes any sense. It doesn't. She's got a particular sense of style, and she likes to express herself in big, explosive ways, hence the moniker Lady Volcano. Music she's producing and releasing herself really captures her personality perfectly. It's not going to be for everybody, but it's definitely for somebody. Might you be among those somebody's traps? There's only one way to find out. Falcon's Dream is her biggest and most ambitious full-length work, so check it the fuck out. Let Lady Volcano sensuously erupt in your unsuspecting ears.
Did Lady Volcano write this?
Maybe. I wonder about that sometimes when people give us recommendations. Not talking shit about anything, just wondering. Maybe someone listened, they're like, hey, maybe they'd like my music.
I can't post this myself. That would come across as desperate and egocentric.
Yeah, you know, I could pretend to be, I don't know, my agent. Called A Bad Cramp. Lady Volcano. Yeah, maybe. Check it out.
I may allow Lady Volcano to sensuously erupt in my unsuspecting ears.
It sounds sexy. We'll give it a shot.
Anyway, our next comment is from the Hierophant Triumphant. Okay. We're talking about metal acts, and I've got a recommendation. The new album just came out, so it's fresh on my mind. What new album? Even though it's not... What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to start over. This is... I don't understand. We're talking about musical acts. Then I've got a recommendation. First off, that doesn't...
We ain't talking about shit.
The new album just came out. Whose new album? So it's fresh on my mind, even though it's not power metal like Empress, which I really enjoy. Are you... Oh, are you talking about Empress? What? This is a killer debut, and I mean, no matter what comes after Fate Weaver. I'm talking about Golgotha's new release, Mors Diligentis. Great. Okay, just throw that at me. Which roughly translates to Death of a Loved One. That sounds like a real fucking pick-me-up. They're a Spanish doom metal outfit that has been around for a while, but their lead vocalist, Eamon Lopez, left the band to do his own stuff. He was replaced by two amazing ladies for Mors Diligentis, Maria Lado and Miriam Valles, who kicked some serious ass here. I've listened to most of the band's work, and I really feel that Mors Diligentis is their strongest work. Okay. It just resonates more with me, but I suppose your mileage may vary. Either way, you should check it out, Traps. He knows us, Traps. I think you'll enjoy Mors Diligentis. It's music that feels like it was made for our crumbling modern world. All right.
Piqued my interest. I'll give it a shot.
Mors Diligentis. They replaced a dude with two ladies. Great. Thank you for commenting. And thanks, A Bad Cramp, by the way. Thank you, too.
We're moving on now. We have some comments on Trappo's Mailbag number 14. And our first comment, I know you won't believe this, but it's from someone named Anonymous.
Fantastic.
Anonymous writes, you guys could still talk about Dune on purpose for the show. Maybe people want to hear you talk about Dune. I mean, I don't, but it seems like somebody does. That is all. Apparently, they don't want to hear it. They will skip that episode, but maybe they're recommending that we do it anyway.
That's feedback.
Yeah. I mean, we'd rather hear what you want us to talk about, but... Right.
You don't want us to talk about it, so why the fuck didn't you mention something you would want us to talk about? Maybe he's trying to take one for the team. You know, Max Power probably wants to hear us talk about Dune, so fuck it. You know what? We may talk about Dune. Fuck you.
We might.
And thank you for the comment. But we're moving on to our next comment from Sammy. Not my real name. Not Sammy says, congratulations on another goddamn mailbag. You did it. 14 of these stupid things, but I'm the idiot because I listen to all of them. My name's Sammy. That's not my real name. And I listen to your show. I still do technically since I just listened to this one. I don't think I have any immediate plans to stop, but I might. I mean, I enjoy the show fine, and I can listen to it when I'm walking around or during my lunch break, so it's not a big deal. Thank you for the ringing endorsement, I guess. I really liked the meatloaf episode you did a while back. I feel like I really learned something about the folks who made the music, and it was fun to listen to, so I didn't mind the link. Maybe you folks should do more episodes like that with a slightly scholarly bent. I don't want the whole of Trapo to become some sort of dry-ass dissertation on various musical topics, but you could revisit that format more often. And it wouldn't hurt anything. I recently listened to some music from an artist called Kenny Man that was really cool. He's got a record called Open, and there are some solid beats there. I'm talking really well-crafted music. I've seen the label Afrobeat associated with it, and I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds right, so I'll stick with that. Keep making Trapo, but maybe be more ambitious sometimes. It doesn't hurt to dream big. Well, thanks for the comment. Not Sammy. And thank you for saying you liked the meatloaf episode, because I think you're literally the only person who said that. No one listens to that episode. He wants us to make more episodes like that. Well, guess what? The fact that nobody listens to that episode means we shouldn't make more episodes like that.
That also means that we probably will.
I got an itching to break something down like an asshole. I'll do it. I will do it.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a threat. I never heard of Kenny Man. Thanks for that. I never heard of Kenny Man. Open? Sure.
Thanks for your comment. Definitely not Sammy, right? Our next comment on mailbag number 14 is from Jeff Pansino. Oh, Jet. I would also not be against hearing some more Dune content. I like Dune, and with the new movie, I thought that might get more Dune conversations rolling in social media, but that never really materialized, which is actually something you and I talked about. Once it came out...
Yeah, we did,
That was kind of... Everything stopped. Lesbian Bed Death is a band. I don't know where the name came from, and I genuinely don't care. I like the music. It's goth punk noise with a big campy horror edge. The band has become something of a running joke for their inability to keep a lead singer over the years. I think they're on their fifth today. My favorite has always been Lucy with a four at the end.
I think it's pronounced Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yeah, I see. Lucifer. Luci4. Their first and also their fourth, I believe. But the new girl is good. I can't remember her name, but it probably doesn't matter since she'll most likely be gone within a year anyways. It's not a comment on the overall quality of the music, friends. More Dune and more lesbian bed death. It sounds good to say out loud. Lesbian bed death. Thank you for your comment, Jet. Just walk around saying lesbian bed death really loud. See how that treats you.
I don't know. I guess I'll listen to some of this.
That shit on the list. I keep wanting to say lesbian deathbed.
Yeah, lesbian deathbed.
It's lesbian bed death.
So more Dune and more lesbian bed death. I'm glad we know where your headspace is.
Thanks, Jet.
And our next comment is from returning champion, The Rumble. And The Rumble says, I guess that's Night Flight is a pretty well-known DJ who's developed a solid reputation over the past several years. It's killer beats, awash in a sea of half-remembered dreams and hazy memories. I love it. I love the shit. I'm just pissed off that I didn't know this thing was out before the double LP sold out, so I had to settle for the digital version. It's just not the same. I wanted to hold those Radioactive Green records in my stubby hands. It's fucking bullshit how much this thing is already going for on Discogs, but I don't hold that against Night Flight. It's not her fault she's blowing up in popularity. More Trapo is good. More Night Flight is great. Never heard of Night Flight. I will listen to Day Flight, Night Flight. That sounds good to say. Day Flight, Night Flight, Day Flight, Night Flight.
Yeah, that is... It's kind of fun to say.
Yeah, thanks for commenting, The Rumble. And we will probably check out Day Flight, Night Flight, which is a great title.
Our next comment is from, I believe, new commenter, Thunder. It's all in caps, so I have to say Thunder. Thunder. writes, I've always been quite fond of the music of Incubus Succubus, pagan goth, been around since 1989. I've actually heard of them. Yeah. I don't think I've listened to it, but I've heard of them. Still making music, and the music's still good. Honestly, their back catalog is quite large, so diving in can feel daunting, but it's fine to just sample their newer stuff to see if it's for you. I'd recommend 2018's Vampire Queen, probably their most consistent modern work. Very moody and a bit sexy, with a slight sinister undertone. Music that fills the dimly lit corridors of your mind with a mysterious fog. If that's to your liking, then you'd like anything else they've recorded. Their older stuff is a little less polished, but that's part of the charm. Incubus Succubus, it's the dark half of the year. Perfect time to listen to some cool tunes on a dreary autumn afternoon. Well, thank you, Thunder! Maybe I'll finally get around to listen to Incubus Succubus.
I know the band exists. I didn't know they've existed for that long.
They've been around as long as the fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We'll check it out. Thank you for that. Our next comment is from The Singing Bow and a returning champion. I like Incubus Succubus too. Their earlier stuff was definitely more pagan than goth, which I think I enjoyed more, although their newer stuff is pretty damn good. Any band that's been around as long as they have and is still creating new worthwhile music is aces in my book. I love pagan influences in modern music. When an artist properly uses themes and techniques and even instruments from the old way, the results can be amazing. That's why I have to bring up Myrkur. The band, the name comes from an Icelandic word that means darkness, is really just a solo project from multi-talented Danish artist Amalie Brun, who wanted to break away from her more pop-focused work with a band called X-Cops. It's generally categorized as black metal, but it's such a reductive term for what she's doing. The black metal is there, but there's so much more to it. The music is expansive and experimental with a heavy pagan influence. It's music that utilizes many traditional and archaic instruments brought to life with modern production and sensibility. A haunting marriage of the sacred and the profane. You're really selling this. I really can't recommend the music of Myrkur enough. It's absolutely fantastic. A haunting marriage of the sacred and the profane. If it doesn't live up to that, you're done. The Singing Bone. You can't fucking sell it with that kind of heat. Not bring the steak, you know.
You know
the
what?
Sizzle. I need the steak.
You're allowed to have your opinions, Singing Bone. I don't care what he says.
Did you say seeking bone? It's not like you said seeking bone.
The singing and seeking. Well, the seeking bone, that's a different bone.
Yeah, it's a different bone. No, that's someone who is seeking bone. The rumble is seeking bone. I'm not judging. I'm going to cut all that out. Thanks for the comment, the singing bone.
All right, thank you for your comment. We have another comment on this thread. Returning champion and friend of the podcast, Archbishop Mac. Mac writes, Bonafide just released her second full-length album, Lore, earlier this month. It's very haunting, minimalistic, gothic folk that may not have the same edge as Myrkur or Incubus Succubus, but it really gets under your skin in a great way. I'd recommend everyone check it out. Thanks for your recommendation, Mac.
I've listened to Lore. I heard it like a week ago. I think it's fucking great. Bonafide. It is haunting. It's haunting, minimalistic.
Pretty accurate, yeah.
We may talk about that. I don't know. We'll see. Our next comment. Thank you for that, Archbishop Mac. And our next comment is from returning champion CJ. And CJ says, I have recently discovered the work of a fascinating composer named Yevgeny Galperin. He's a Ukrainian-Russian expatriate living in Paris who composes acoustic orchestral music and transforms it digitally to create entirely unique soundscapes. He's recently released a full-length instrumental composition called Theory of Becoming, and I've fallen in love with it. I don't think I can really do the music justice with any kind of description. Sometimes it's soaring and beautiful, sometimes it's drifting serenely through a formless void, and sometimes it's confronting primordial fears in hostile environments. Genuine musical journeys. I can't get enough of this genius stuff. You need to get on board, Trap. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Probably not.
Thanks for your comment, CJ, and your admonition that you were trying not to steer us wrong. And that's all that matters to us.
Right.
You're telling us what matters to you, and that's what matters to us, because if there's genuine emotion in this music, we will listen to it and we will like it. We may not talk about it. We may just give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down or nothing and move on. Primordial fears in hostile environments.
I'm into it.
All right. I'll check it out. We're going to wrap this episode up by reading this last comment on Trapo's mailbag number 14, and it's by, you'll never fucking guess, Old Friend Anonymous. Anonymous writes, I know you folks like the Misfits, so I guess you need to know that Jerry Only's released his debut solo album this week, believe it or not. It's called Anti-Heroes, and I haven't heard it yet, but I know it exists, and now you know it exists. Long live the Misfits.
Thank you for the comment, Anonymous.
Jerry Only has released his debut solo album this week.
It's called Anti-Hero, and I've listened to it.
Anti-Hero.
And it's not good. I don't think any member of the Misfits is doing now is good. I don't think they can make good music anymore. I don't think any of them can. Which is why they're so good when they're together at these concerts, these event concerts, as the original Misfits doing their shit. That's when they're good. Just doing the old stuff, because no one wants to hear the new stuff. They don't want to hear anything from Anti-Hero. Who fucking... I listen to it. I have to. I'm contractually obligated to listen to anything that any member of the Misfits does, and I'm always disappointed, but never surprised. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. It's great. It's good stuff. Fantastic. It's going to be a top 10 material for 2022. Right underneath, like, fucking whatever the fuck that Incubus Succubus shit was. Well, it's right underneath that.
There you're going to say right under whatever Incubus made.
Yeah, right. A Crow right of the murder. They did it. They made the sequel.
Oh, they finally went back. No, that would actually probably be better than whatever it is they released. Anyways, thank you for your comments. If you want to leave us a message, you can do that. You can check out traposhow.blogspot.com. Pick a post of your choosing. Leave us a message. Tell us what you think. Tell us we're assholes. Anything.
You can also you can send us an email if you want.
No, you can't.
You can. It's not against the law yet. Send us an email and we will read it on the air. Tell us whatever you want in that email. Write your own dissertation on the music you love. Tell us all about the music you hate. I don't want to read any kind of creepy-ass manifesto, though. Don't send us some Unabomber shit, because that'll get us put on a list.
We'll read it and forward it to the proper authorities, but
yeah, we will not share that on the air. We'll be legally bound not to.
Yeah, legally at fault for anything that happened afterwards. Yeah, we ain't fucking with that.
That's just gonna be Exhibit A at the trial. Exhibit A is an email sent to traposhow@gmail.com. They send it on Court TV. Send us email.
We scream from our jail cell.
But yeah, that's it. Send us an email, traposhow@gmail.com. We're done. We're gonna stop doing this now because the mailbag's empty.
But we'll be back. Keep making comments. Keep giving us a reason to come back.
In order to come back, you have to go. They need to get the fuck off the internet.
Trapo, the show that talks about stuff on purpose, is a Fenderman Incorporated production.